Libertarian gubernatorial candidate Adrian Wiley got some of the best news yet in his bid to lead Florida. It came through the latest Quinnipiac poll on the governor's race, which, in recognizing the Libertarian as a contender, also showed him getting 9% support among the people polled. That's a good showing for a third-party candidate, Wiley says.
Basically, just confirms what our internal polling data has been telling us for a while. Actually, our internal polling data shows us a little bit higher than that. But it's fairly consistent with what we've been seeing.
Wiley has criticized Republican Governor Rick Scott and potential Democratic nominee Charlie Crist as being too far to the left, saying their policies amount to too much state intervention in people's lives.
You know, I think it more importantly reflects the mood of the voters. And I sincerely believe that the voters are tired of both the Republican and Democrat Party. They've been lied to by those parties for years and never seen the promises develop. And I think also most Floridians are basically libertarian. They just want to get government out of their wallets, out of their bedroom, and out of their business.
Wiley has also been pushing hard to be included in the gubernatorial debates. The major media outlets that host them usually require candidates to get above 10% of voter support, according to the polls. Wednesday, Quinnipiac Polling Institute Assistant Director Peter Brown told reporters Wiley is close, with most of his support coming from independents. And that support, Brown notes, comes at the expense of Charlie Crist.
Crist's lead among independents constitutes most of his advantage over Scott in a two-person matchup. And what the data shows, as you referenced, is that with Mr. Wiley in the race, independents are almost even. So that in this one poll, among this sample of people who say they support Mr. Wiley is taking more independent votes away from Mr. Crist.
Brown says Wiley's run may not end at the state's governor's mansion, but he could decide who gets to live there. But don't tell that to Wiley.
You know, I think right now that's kind of the general school of thought amongst the pollsters and the media. They've acknowledged that I'm going to have an impact on this race, but they haven't necessarily acknowledged that I've got a real shot to win it. And, I disagree.
He's got a lot less money and certainly not as much airtime as Crist and Scott, but Wiley says he's in the race to win it. And according to the Quinnipiac poll, Florida voters don't like Crist or Scott. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.